Hello, my name is Rama Raman. I'm a senior program manager in the Master Data Services team, this data platform group. Managing master data is a key business activity for any enterprise. Master Data Services is a multidimensional platform that allows our enterprises to manage and curate their master data. Since Master Data Services was released, we have received great feedback from our customers. And in SQL Server 2016 release, we have addressed many of them. So today, I'm going to present to you a shiny new Master Data Services in SQL Server 2016. SQL Server 2016, in Master Data Services, we have introduced a lot of new capabilities. We have made improvements in our experiences for both Excel add-in as well as for the web. We have introduced new features such as the ability for you to create entity sync relationships, the ability to do transaction log maintenance, the ability to create many-to-many relationships, granular security support, ability to save audit logs, and ability to do data governance using approval flows. These are the few of the capabilities. The capabilities in SQL Server 2016 for Master Data Services can be bucketized into three themes. The first of them is performance and scale, which is a critical one for any master data instance. We have made massive improvements in the area of performance and scale. The optimizations in our MDS backend system allows us the capability to handle larger entities, such as the capability to handle more than 10 million members. The benefits also include 15 times performance increase for Excel add-in, entity-based staging that is 200 times faster. Now, we also have the ability to create custom indexes on attributes, which allows our administrators to make their instances much faster. The next bucket that we are going to talk about is modeling and management. Modeling management has many features. One such feature that we have added in this release is the ability to create entity sync relationships. In the previous releases, if an administrator wanted to share an entity between various models, the only way for him was to duplicate this entity manually and keep them in sync. As you can imagine, this option does not quite scale. So with this new capability, the administrator can share entities between models much easier. This synchronization can be set to be configured as for one time, on demand, or an automatic sync based on a schedule. Now, I'm going to show you how to create entity sync relationship using the new web portal. This is the new interface for the Master Data Services. For you to create entity sync relationship, you need to go into the System Administrator tile. Click on it. What you are seeing now is the Manage Models website page. The three models listed here are the sample models that are available out of the box in a SQL box. So I have the customer model and a product model that I'm going to use today for the demo. And let's take a look at the customer model and look at the entities. This is a customer model, and there are various entities that are part of this model. This is the Manage Entities page. We now have an option for you to select the model that you want to select, and it shows you the entities that are part of that model. For the customer model, these are the various entities that are part of the customer model. We are specially interested in the region entity, which is part of this model. We are going to use the definition and the master data that is part of the customer model and replicate it into the product model. Let's also take a look at the product model. These are the entities that are part of the product model. As you can see, that there is no region entity as that is part of this model. To create the entity sync relationship, you need to go and click on the Manage menu and go into the Entity Sync option. To add a new entity sync relationship, you need to click on the Add button. So here, we have an ability to specify the source model. In our case, this is going to be the customer model. The version is going to be the version 1, and we are going to pick the region entity. The target model is going to be the product model, and the version is going to be version 1. I want to create a new entity and leave it as region. So I won't be changing any of this, and I'll leave the name as region. And as you can see, we have the ability for you to either do an on-demand synchronization of these entities across these models or have an auto-sync capability, and the frequency of which will be set here. For the demo, I'm going to pick on-demand. I'm going to save the changes. So once the relationship has been created, the synchronization happens automatically. The Manage Entity Sync Relationship page shows you all the relationships that have been created, the source entity, the target entity, and what is the frequency of that relationship. So let's take a look at the product entity one more time and see if this new entity now appears in that page. I'm going to go to the product model. Now, as you can see, we have a new region entity that wasn't there before. In fact, in one of the attributes for the in-sync target, as you can see, is an S, which basically says that this is a target of a sync entity. You know, I don't believe if the synchronization has happened or not unless I happen to see the master data for the region entity in the product model. For that, let's go into the Explorer, Entity Explorer. As you can see, I see this new region entity in the product. I'm going to click on that. Here is the master data that was part of the region entity. So this is how you create an entity sync relationship and keep the entities across various models in sync. The next bucket that we'll talk about is security and administration. In this release, we allow our users to assign granular level security permissions around CRUD operations. Any user now can be assigned to do a read, create, update or delete operation, or a combination of these. So as you can see that we have much more granular control on our security. Another feature that we have added in this release is the ability for you to have multiple administrator roles. If you remember correctly, in the previous releases, the person who installed the master data services instance became the administrator. So it was very hard for him to assign this role to someone else or for multiple people to be assigned this role. So to avoid this limitation, now we have introduced the support for super user and multiple model admin roles that allows multiple system administrators to be defined as model level admins. Another capability that is new in this release is the ability to create approval flows. Imagine I am a model administrator and I want to have an oversight on all the modifications that are done at a model level for my MDS instance. What I would do is to enable approval flow on an entity level in my model. So any user who makes modifications to that entity is now forced to create a change set and submit it for approval. Once a change set has been created, the administrator is notified automatically that there is a change set waiting for him to approve. He can now review the changes and either reject or approve the changes. If he decides to approve, then all the changes are committed automatically to the instance, and both the approver and the submitter are notified. In the 2016 release, we have not only updated features, but we have also improved our experiences for both Excel add-in and web. For Excel add-in, we have made it really usable and performant. The users can now apply business roles right from Excel as you work on your data. For domain-based attributes, we now have added the feature where you can filter an attribute value based on another attribute. You can also create chain sets. We just walked through the ability to create chain set in the web portal. But our users love using Excel for their data operations. So having the ability to create a change set and submit for approval right there is a big asset for our data users. We have also improved the user experience for our web portal for master data services. It has a new modern look and feel to it with a tile view for various task operations. The users can click on the tile and drill down on the operations. The system administrator pages have also been redesigned with your usability in mind specifically. One area in the web that has been completely revamped is the experience around creating business roles. I'm going to show how to create business roles using the new interface. So we talked about the updated Master Data Services web experience. Here is the new portal with the tile view. To create business roles, you need to click on the system administration pages. You will click on the Manage tab and go to the business rules page. I want to quickly show you the customer model that I'm going to use for this demo. And I'm going to create a business rule on the customer entity. The customer entity basically is a collection of all the customer records. The information for every customer has his name, address, city, postal code, his email, and the sales district that he's part of. Let's create a business rule to make sure that anytime the city is Redmond and the state is Washington, the postal code is always set to 98052. I'm going to create a business rule for that. So this is my business rules page. I can pick the model that I'm interested in. In our case, it is going to be customer. For entity, I'm going to pick the customer entity. I'm going to click on add. This is the create business rule dialog pops up. I'm going to name the rule as demo rule and provide the description as demo description. And you need to click on add to create a new condition. The condition that we wanted to create was that the city is equal to, you have an option of either using attribute value or make it equal to another attribute or leave it blank. In our case, we are going to pick the attribute value and specify the attribute value as Redmond. And once you are done, you need to click on save. So your if condition is now present in your if clause. I'm actually going to add another condition that we talked about. I need to add the state. If it contains Washington, I need to add that condition to it. So I'm going to pick state province. We have various operators, such as equal to, not equal to, greater than, less than, starts with, ends with, and contains, is between, has change. We also now allow you to create user-defined scripts, like SQL scripts that you can plug into your conditions or actions. For our condition, I'm going to pick contains. I'm going to pick the attribute value of Washington, WA. I'm going to save. And for then, which is the action clause, I'm going to click on add. It brings up the action dialog. I'm going to say postal code equals 98052. So we have our condition, which says when the city is equal to Redmond and state contains Washington, always set the postal code to be 98052. Let's save this condition. Let's save the rule. And anytime the rule is, say, modified, the state of the business rule is said to be changes pending. This basically means that you have changes and you need to publish them to become active. So now I'm going to click on the publish all. And now the state of the business rule turns to be active. Let's see if this business rule actually works. I have in my Entity Explorer again. and I am using the customer entity. Let's create a new member. I'm going to say demo store. I'm going to give it the code of 1001. And I'm going to say the city is Redmond. State province happens to be domain-based attribute, so I need to select it. I'm going to do a filter. Okay. Going to click on Washington and click on OK. So I have Redmond and Washington. I'm going to leave the postal code empty and click on OK. As soon as this record is being committed, you will see that the business rule runs and this value is automatically populated. So keep an eye on the postal code field. There it is. So my business rule was successfully evaluated and it recognized the fact that the city was Redmond and the state was Washington and the postal code was automatically set as 98052. So this is how the new interface can be used for creating your business rules. You do have the ability to create complex business rules and group the clauses and create various levels of grouping. I hope you have fun with creating business rules. We talked about various features for MrMaster Data Services in SQL Server 2016. There are many more that we have added in this PUD release. This is turning out to be a great release for Master Data Services. We are really excited about it and we hope that you are too. Please go to the Evaluation Center and download the new Master Data Services and try it out and provide us the feedback. Our team also maintains a blog that where we share updates from time to time. So please take a look. Thank you for watching this video. Goodbye.